UN Chief Guterres Pleads for Cash as Financial Collapse Looms. By Simon Kent on February 1, 2026. The United Nations is going broke and needs member nations to stump up cash. Lots of it. That is the plea from Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who fears the globalist body is at risk of imminent financial collapse due to member states not paying their fees. The former leader of the Portuguese Socialist Party said Friday the UN faces a financial crisis which was deepening, threatening program delivery and money could run out as soon as July. Such is the financial drama unfolding at UN headquarters in Geneva. Signs warning of the situation have reportedly been put up everywhere. In an almost desperate attempt to save cash, the escalators are regularly turned off and the heating turned down, the BBC reports. Guterres sent a missive to all 193 member states outlining his fears and pleading they had to honor their mandatory payments or overhaul the organization's financial rules to avoid collapse. It comes after the UN's largest contributor, the US, refused to contribute to its regular and peacekeeping budgets and withdrew from several agencies it called a waste of taxpayer dollars. These include the UN's Population Agency and the UN Treaty that establishes international climate negotiations, AP reports. The US also intends to exit dozens of other global organizations or initiatives not affiliated with the UN but still reliant on massive US funding, as Breitbart News reported. The BBC reports Guterres wrote that the UN, which officially came into being in October 1945, had faced financial crises in the past but that the current situation was categorically different. Decisions not to honor assessed contributions that finance a significant share of the approved regular budget have now been formally announced, the Secretary General said, without naming specific members. He said the integrity of the entire system depended on states adhering to their obligation under the UN Charter to pay their assessed contributions, adding that 77% of the total owed had been paid in 2025, leaving a record amount unpaid. Guterres set a rule that the UN must return unspent money on particular programs to members if it could not implement a budget created a double blow in which it was expected to give back cash that does not exist. I cannot overstate the urgency of the situation we now face. We cannot execute budgets with uncollected funds, nor return funds we never received. The US is the UN's largest contributor. But President Donald Trump has said it was not fulfilling its great potential and has criticized it for failing to support US-led peace efforts. Related, Waltz reveals how Trump killed global green tax that would have created UN climate slush fund. The US did not pay its contribution to the UN's regular budget in 2025 and offered only 30% of its expected funding to UN peacekeeping operations. Then in January last year, Trump withdrew it from dozens of international organizations, including 31 UN agencies, to end American taxpayer funding and involvement in entities that advance globalist agendas over US priorities. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.